So we're in the middle of, I want to wrap up the Rosh, but I don't have a resolution, but I want to at least wrap it up. So we saw that there's two Malachim in the Achronim, how to understand the basic sheet of the Rashbam in the Teres Havayis, where the Rashbam explains why by Yovish B'Yovish do you not need Shishim. By Min V'Min Yovish B'Yovish you don't need Shishim. Whereas by it's Lach B'Lach when you do need Shishim. So the Rashbam says that since by Yovish B'Yovish every Chaticha that you're eating, you could say this is the Chaticha of Heta. So therefore, and even when you get to the last chaticha, you could say, so this is also the chaticha that the chaticha, this is one of the ones that I already ate. So therefore, you don't have to have shishim. There's two ways to understand what the Rashba is saying. So, one understanding, this is the way, many Echayim understand this way. The Goyin L'Chayra seems to say this way. Is that the Rashba is saying that it's a birur. That the Rav of Chad B'Trei is a birur. That with each chaticha, the rav is mevar. This is the chaticha muteres. So that's very different than the hisbatlus of lach balach. By hisbatlus of lach balach, the rav can't be mevar that what I'm eating is not pork and beans. The vada is pork in there. It's just that there's a hisbatlus that the rav, I mean the pork, since it's not nice and tam and so on. So that it has a din that it becomes that you're allowed to eat it. The din is it's bottle, but the rabbi calls by simuti al kapar, because it's not nice and tam. So it's you're allowed to eat it. The Shem Achila becomes a Maisa Achila Seta, whatever exactly the lumbus is, but there's a Heta to eat it. Over here, it's not the trap that there's a Heta to eat the tray for chicken. There's a beer that this is not the tray for chicken. So that beer is Chad B'Trei. His batlus is only B'Shishim. But the beer is enough to have Chad B'Trei. That's one way to understand the Rashba. The other way to understand the Rashba is that the oil in the Rashba also holds that it's his batlus. It's fundamentally the same as Lach B'Lach. The Rashba is only saying on the Rabbanon level, how come by this Hispatlus they were not Gozer to be Matzrich Shishim? And by Lach Belach they were Gozer to be Matzrich Shishim. So he says, a chiluk, by Lach Belach, where every piece that I'm eating contains in it some Isser, so with the Rabbanon, they were Matzrich Shishim, Dumi the Min B'Sheni Minis, since Min B'Sheni Minis is the Sinis Tam in every bite. So there you have to have Shishim Midirais, let's say. So therefore, by Min B'Minoi, they were Gozer to Min B'Sheni Minis, because it's fundamentally similar. Every bite that I'm taking has balach balach has in it some isser. By yovish b'yovish, where there's a possibility that this chicken that I'm eating is not the trefa chicken, it's a possibility. It may not be a roi, maybe it's kavua, maybe it's not a roi, but at least it's a possibility. So therefore, they weren't gozer to be matzrich shishim, and we remain with the deraisa that this batlus takes place with chad b'trei, but nothing to do with beer. It's still b'tayrus is batlus. And that's how the Prima Gadolim understands the Rashba. So that's the Shaila, how to understand the Rashba. So far what we've seen is we saw the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba was asked by the Shoyl that why by Shtei Chatichos in the Gemara in Krisus, why do we say that you bring an Oshim Toloi? Why don't I say that maybe there's a Rav of Chalev, maybe there's a Rav of Shuman, maybe the head to take a piece was bigger, so there's a Rav, so you shouldn't bring an Oshim Toloi. So even though it sounds like the Rashba accepts the premise of the question, that's how the Shkita Shchulim Mashal and the Rashba, he accepts the premise of the question. He just says, but a roiv has to be a vada roiv. A sofek roiv is not a roiv. But if he's accepting the premise of the question, seems to assume that we're talking about a hisbatlus. If you're talking about a beer, that sounds absurd. You have two chatichas. The fact that one is bigger is mevar, which one you took, it doesn't make any sense. So the Shkita Shchulim, for example, saw in that Rashba that the Rashba, that it's a raya that the Rashba holds, that the Yovish B'Yovish works with hisbatlus, not with beer. I thought that that's not a right. I thought the Rashba is a right faket. That's in fact what the Rashba answered the Shoyl. If the Rashba answered the Shoyl, you're wrong for two reasons. First of all, you're wrong because it's only a Suffolk Rav, and a Suffolk Rav can't be Mavar. And number two, besides that, the piece that you take, since there's a 50% chance it's the piece of Isser, so who cares if it's bigger or smaller? But the piece that you're taking might be the piece of Isser, so there's no beer. So that's good for what he answered. And I thought from the end of the Rashba, especially, the Rashba goes on and says, when does right work? When you have a vada, only when you have a, when you don't know which one is which, but you know for sure there's a rav of heter, and it's a mishkachas lim tu eifanim, either by three chatichos, so you know for sure there's a rav of heter, even though you don't know which one is which, or by teisha chanuyos. So he makes says it all in one breath, teisha chanuyos and chad b'trei. It sounds like it's all one concept of rav. So that's, I thought, is very much an indication that the Rashi holds, otherwise it's apples and oranges. This is espatlus and this is beer. What are you mixing the two things together? They really, except for the fact that they spelled the same way, they really, this rave has nothing to do with the other rave. They're totally different concepts. So I thought that Rashi indicates that the Rashi understands that the rave of Chai B'Trei is like the rave of Teisha Chanuis. It's a rave of beer. That's what we're up to so far. However, there is also counterindications in the Rashba as well. First of all, I don't know how many of you have the Rashba from the Teres Abayis. There's a few Rashbas in Teres Abayis. But the one with the Berek Abayis and the Mishmeres Abayis. Yeah, here it is. On this Rashba, on the original Rashba in the Teres Abayis, where he explains why you don't need Shishim Bayovish Biyovish, because with every chicken they eat, I say, this is the chicken of Heta. So the Ra'ah in the Berek Abayis is Chaylik. And the Ra'ah says, B'zeh Eina Nochen Klap. He quotes the Rashi. Rashi says, each one I say, this is the chicken that's Mutter. And even when I get to the last chicken, I say, this is the one that's Mutter. The one that's also is the one that I ate yesterday. That was the Rashi. Says the Ra'ah, B'zeh Eina Nochen Klap. Shal Kol Ponem Achas Mem Hu'oichel B'Issa. What sense does that make? You get to the last chicken, you're going to say, this chicken is mutter, the one that I ate yesterday is also. How are you allowed to do that? That means you're eating three chickens. That's what I'm planning to serve. What am I serving tonight for dinner? Three chickens. I'm going to eat chicken number one, chicken number two, chicken number three. How are you allowed to do that? So you're eating one of the chickens you know is also. Each one you have a beer that is mutter, but you know you're sitting down to eat a tray for chicken. How's that possible? That's what Tosfos Lamashal says, that one person can't do it. Tosfos also says a rave of beer. Places are over beer, so you can all three could be eaten, but by three different people, or by two different people, not by one person. That's what the Rashi is asking. If it's a rave of beer, so the last one should be also. Avraham Hanochin, he says, Derubu deraisu kolhecha deleka taimo, that rave is in deraisa, as long as it's not nice and tam. V'gzeres hakosuvu, it's gzeres hakosuv. The came in the came, kolhecha deleka blia klal, ukma dina deraisa. Even if you cook the three chatichas together, even if you cook them together, it's bottle. So he says, yovish be yovish, minat toira is about a bottle chai b'trei. That probably everybody agrees. If you take min b'minoi, even if it's nimoyach, minat toira is bottle chai b'trei. All the shayim agree to that. Minat toira, min b'minoi, it's not nice and tam. Unless you say Royim, but Pashas the Gemara in Zvachim, if you don't say Royim, so Min B'Min is Batul Chad B'Trei, even if it's Nimayach together, like Pikul Noisir and Tomei, that you're Bailulim Zeh B'Zeh, about is Batul Chad B'Trei, and they're all puts it together. If you cook it together, it's Batul Chad B'Trei. If you didn't cook it together, it's Batul Chad B'Trei. It's all the same Bittul of Chad B'Trei. In other words, what kind of Bittul are we talking about? The Bittul of Birur or the Bittul of Isbatlus? If you cook them together. It's batlus. And the Rav puts that together. He says, really, this is the same thing. Yovish, biyovish, lach, balach, midirais, it's all batlul chad b'trei. So he's talking about the bitl of his batlus. So midirais is all the same. The kolhecha doleka taima midirais of ru batlul. As long as it's known as seen as tam. I mean, b'mina is known as seen as tam. So midirais, it's batlul chad b'trei. Ela de kebon dali de bishul, the blio. But since he cooked them together, this blio. And that's more similar to min b'shein emino, because if you have cooking together, it looks more like min b'shein emino. This blia already is similar. There's no time anyway because it's min b'mino, but it already starts to look like min b'shein emino. So therefore, achmer rabbanu uboy shishim. Therefore, the chazal were machmir, and they say with this blia you have to have shishim. Veichad yovish biyovish, but where's yovish biyovish? So it's not dumya to nesinas tam. So ukmer abonon ad derais. So there are oshita. It's very clear that there are all learns that we're not talking here about the rive of beer at all. He said the rive of beer would not let you eat all three chickens because then you would know you're eating a tray for chicken. We're talking about the rive of ispatlus. So why don't you need shishim? So he says because midir abonon they were only matzrich shishim by lach balach, which is doimet him in mishen eminay. They weren't matzrich shishim by yovish biyovish because it's more dissimilar. To Nesina Asta. So we know what the Ra'ah holds. The Ra'ah is very clear. It's very vispatlus. Why not any shishim? Because then at a bottom level is the difference between Yovish B'Yovish and Lach B'Lach. Lach B'Lach, they were Gezer. Yovish B'Yovish, they weren't Gezer. And this says the Rashba in the Mishmeres Abayis. Omer HaKesef, Dvarav b'machteres metzasim al kol eile. Ask up some melitza. I don't know what is melitza. What the melitza is supposed to mean? Dvarav b'machteres metzasim al kol eile. Any idea? But Akoponim, he doesn't like it. That's for sure. He doesn't like it. He says why? He calls it kosel hamachaber. The mechaber is himself because he wrote the synonyms. He says this is exactly what the Rashba said. What you're saying is the same thing that the Rashba said that I said. V'noson by Kavlin, except that he gave it a taste. He gave it a loveliness. He gave it an explanation. V'ugareu moisif at shenitel kol tefachta imimenu, and he's patching around with the painting. Yeah, but the Rashba already painted the picture exactly like you say, and he's saying the same thing. What you're saying, the Rashba already said. I already said. Except I said it nicely with Kavlin and with the Havana, and you're tempering with the picture, and you just made things worse. The Layoda came in the Ruba de Raisa, Maishna Bolo Lubalua, Miyovish Biyovish. Who cares? What's the difference if it's Lach Balach stirred together, or if it's Yovish Biyovish stirred together? The Bolo Balua, like Ukma de Raisa, Biyovish Biyovish, Ukma de Raisa. Why is it the Bayovish Biyovish, they went back to the Deraisa, and Balach Balach, we don't go, you know, it's the only Shishim, and Balach Balach, we don't go with the Deraisa, we're Masrech Shishim. V'amechabekach kosav. And this is what I wrote, I also wrote that here we go with the Deraisa, and here we don't, it's that we go with the Deraisa, now with the Deraisa. But what's the reason for the distinction? The time of the Milso, but the real reason for the distinction is, Mishum da'advorim ha'niflolim, the things that are the Balach Balach, where you can't separate them and you can't eat each piece separately. Because if you don't have shishim, and since you can taste it, even though it's min b'mino, By yovish, since I can eat each chaticha separately, by lach balach, where I can't eat them separately, so they compared it to min b'shein amino. But by yovish b'yovish, where I could eat each min separately, u'kshayich mizu ani oim mizu lo yiasu, and each chaticha I could say this is not it. V'chein mechalachas v'yachas u'kshayich l'bachayim shemichulam ani oim b'meshik v'anech lo yiasu mizu shel heter. And even when it gets to the last piece, you could say still this is the heter. The main diak here is the Havon is right, it's really the Teichen is very similar to what he said in Teres Abayas, which is not surprising. But look what he said to the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah said that it's nothing to do with Birur. It's all his batlus. It's the same as Yovish B'yovish. It's fundamentally the same as Lach B'lach. The difference is, so why B'lach B'lach do you need Shishim, and by Yovish B'yovish you don't need Shishim? Because by Lach B'lach, where it's Balua, they were Geyser, and by Yovish B'yovish, where it's not Balua, they weren't Geyser. And the Rashba says, Kol Zeh Kosav V'Mechaber. That's what I said. Except that I gave an explanation, and you're not giving an explanation. Very much sounds like the Rashba saying, I fundamentally agree with you, but you're just saying it arbitrarily. Balua, they said they were Geyser Shishim, not Balua, they weren't Geyser Shishim. And I'm being nice and tam, that when it's Balua, since each bite contains Isser, so they were Geyser. And by Yovish B'Yovish, since this Chaticha may not be the one also that's also, and I could say that's not the one that's also, I could be told that's not the one that's also. So here they were in Geyser and they went back to the Raisa that it's Chad betrayed. The main deal here is that he's being masking to the Ra'ah. If you go with the other Havana of the Rashba, that the Rashba is saying Yovish B'Yovish is fundamentally different, and it's a bearer of Chad betray with called the Parish, because since I don't know which one is the Isser, so there's no Kavua. If you go with that Havana, like in Tosus, like. Go without Havon and the Rashba, then he's not being masked to the Ra'ah at all. What are you saying? Kol Zeh Kosav V'Mechaber. This is not what the Mechaber said at all. The Ra'ah is a totally different Shita, a totally different Havon and Ra'ah. The Rashba is Mashma, Kol Zeh Kosav V'Mechaber. I'm on your side. But you said a very Balabatish explanation, Balua versus not Balua. And I'm saying a Lundish explanation where I can be totally that this piece is not the piece of Issa. So that's why here they were Geyser and here they weren't Geyser. So I thought this, Yishmeres HaBayis, When other people saw this Mishmeres Habayis too, and I guess they didn't read it this way. They read the Mishmeres Habayis to be saying, I don't like what you're saying. I think it goes with the Biru. I think goes that's my dinim. Then you know, I think it's you're saying stam arbitrarily in Gzeiris. I think no, Yavish is different because you have a Biru. Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you're saying I'm asking to you, but I'm giving a better explanation of why they were Gezer by Min Bamina and they weren't by Yavish by Mimsh by Lach Balach, and they weren't Gezer by Yavesh b'Yavesh. So I thought this is a shtaker Rashba to the tzad that the like to the Prima Gadim's understanding of the Rashba that really holds the right basis of battles. Then there's another Rashba that I think also indicates this way. You have the Rashba about the butter.
The
also knows about it. The Rashba discussing the following. There's a we know the halacha is that. So like this. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that milk from a treifa cow, not from a treifa cow, milk from a treifa animal, milk of an azir or a gomel, cannot turn into cheese. It doesn't turn into cheese. So the Gemara Taka has a whole discussion. So why do they ask for cheese? They ask for cheese. Bina Sakim is also. Why is Bina Sakim also? What do you chayshish? That it came from a chazir, that it came from a gomel, that it came from an animal that's a treifa, that's not going to have its chol yisol could also be a treifa. We rely on a rib. Maybe animals are not a treif. So why is Cholav Akum also? Cholav Akum is also because I don't know where you got the milk from. Maybe you got it from a cow. Maybe you got it from a pig. Maybe you got it from a rhinoceros. I don't know what kind of milk it is. So maybe Cholav Akum is also. But Venus Akum, why is it also? Venus Akum, camel milk can't turn into cheese. Only the milk of kosher animals turns into cheese. That's the Gemara's Hanach. So the Gemara has a few different reasons why they were geyser by Venus Akum. One is because they're mimed it with Kavis Behema Tmeya. That when they make it turn into cheese, they use the rennet. So where does the rennet come from? So it might have come from a treifa from the stomach. They might have used the stomach of a treifa animal to turn it into cheese. So that's one side of the Gemara. The Gemara is another side because there's tzuchei cholov that the cheese. It's true. The cow's milk can't. The camel milk can't turn into cheese. But they might have adulterated the cow's milk with camel's milk. And maybe there's like, you know, half a percent. Maybe there's a tarevis in there of camel's milk. And taka didn't turn into cheese. But the cheese inside, there might be some tzuchei cholov. There might be drops of milk that are from the treifa milk. Taka didn't turn into cheese. So maybe that's where they were going. Anyway, lemaisik venus akim is also. So there's a discussion by the Ga'inim, right, even time of the Ga'inim, discussion of Rishonim, what about butter? Butter, they don't need kavis behema tmeya to make it. Butter doesn't have. So what's with butter? Maybe butter should be mutter, because treifa milk can't into butter. That's not enough. The same way treifa milk can't turn into cheese. Treifa milk from a non-kosher animal can't turn into butter. So maybe butter's milk is fine. There's no chance that they were miming it bekevus behema tmeya, because you don't need rennet to make butter. You just take cream and you shake it around and you get butter. So it's machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim hold that butter is taka mutter. But the Rama says butter is also. Why is butter also? So the Rama says, similar to the Gemara says by cheese, about tzuchei cholov, the Rama says that in the butter, there could be drops of milk. In the butter, there could be drops of milk. Maybe not all the milk turned into butter. There could be drops of milk in the butter. And not only could be, I think we see that there are drops of milk, and the butter is not, it's not like you go today to the supermarket butter. Butter from the farm, it has drops of milk. And those drops of milk might not be from non-kosher animals. And the Rama says, and it's not batul b'roiv, says the Rama, because it's not a tereves. The milk and the butter, the drops of milk that are trapped inside the butter, but they're separate. It's separate things. It's not a tereves that you should be able to say that it is batul. So therefore, the Rama says that's why chemas akum is also. So the Rashba is chelov. So let's read it inside. Yes, so he brings the Raiva. The Raiva is chelov. The Raiva says that's not the reason why it's not bottled. Really, it should be bottled. The milk, the drops of milk that are trapped in the butter, it's less than shishim, I guess. The drops of milk that are trapped in the butter really should be bottled. But the Ravid said that The Rebbe said that in Yisurin Nochrim, we don't go baser in the Sinas Tam. They were more machmir by Yisurin Nochrim that Shishim is not enough. So since this says that this is close, it's under the gzera of things that they were geyser from Goyim. So things that they were geyser, Rebbe holds things that they assered and that are under the heading of Akum, Cholov Akum and Chemas Akum. Now we're saying, so they were more machmir in those Yisurim, and we don't rely there on the shear of Shishim. Shishim's not enough. The shear of the Sinas Tam is not enough. That's the right. So it sets up the Rashba. The Rashba is the main thing. If the Rashba is wrong, then the butter ought to be mutter. Shatam shekosef harazal b'isr chemo, because the reason that the Rambam gives why butter is osir, b'pnei shehakum shebechemo, the kum is this milky stuff that's trapped in the butter. That the kum and the chema ainay ma'ur v'mechema sheyibotul b'miutay, that the kum is not considered to be ma'ur with the butter that we could consider it a tarivis, so ainay ma'chuv klal. So I don't think that's right. Shabitul b'roiv di alma ainay mitzad shamiyut misarav mitaychay roiv. In order to have bitul b'roiv, I don't need that the miyut should be ma'ur in the roiv. The Rambam is saying the kum is not bottled in the butter because the kum is separate from the butter. Says the Rashba, that's not the definition of a taravis. A taravis doesn't need that they should be mixed together so that I can't discern one from the other. Not necessary. What a taravis requires, I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to say, what a taravis requires is that I can't extract one from the other. As long as I don't have, that's for sure I can't do, I don't have a way, I don't have a mechanism to get the kum out. So I can't eat the butter without that. So even though I can see that there's drops of butter, I can see the difference. I can see that the chema is marbled with this kum, but I don't have a way to separate them. If I don't have a way to separate them, then that's enough to make a taravis and it should be bottle b'shisha. That's his thesis. It brings your eye. Sheichitim shel truma, egregah shel truma, shenoflu teichachulun. By truma, you have chitim or egregahs of truma that they fell into chulun. They're not blended. The chitim are separate. The gregers are separate. The ones that are truma are separate from the. It's yovish biyovish. The cases of dimua, where you have truma that fell into chulin, most of those cases are cases of yovish biyovish. Chitim that fell in. Some places have a concept that chitim is a kemach. Kemach is more like a lach. But the Rashba doesn't seem to have it. And the Rashba says, what about gregers? You have cases of dimur by gregers. Gregers is not even a kemach. Gregers is mamash. You have a bunch of dates together. They got mixed in. That's yavish b'yavish. And yet there's a concept of that it's bottle but we have a dinner of bittul b'meah. And it's betalim b'shiurim. And it's bottle in its shiur. The shiur over there is meah. So why is that bottle? Why is that called a taravis at all? But feed the Rambam. If the Rambam says that the kum can't be bottled in the butter because the kum is something separate from the butter, so how are the gregers of truma bottled in the chulin? There's something separate. The gregers of truma are separate from the gregers of chulin. So why are they? So why is that called a taravis at all? So feed the Rambam shita, that shouldn't even be considered a taravis. Says the Rashba, the answer is shekol she'ena tayochol livra dover miteich dover, because any time we can't separate them, you don't have a way to separate them, so that's called a taravis and it's bottle. Because otherwise, if you're going to say that every time, if you can't separate them, it's still not called a taravis, it's still not called a bittle. Nim se she'ena mitl she'ena miut bottle ella bebilul bebolo lach gugnyayin hashem nevichayesi boy aval chaticha bechaticha loy. If you're going to claim, as the Rambam does, that in order to have bittle, in order to have a taravis, in order to have bittle, it has to be that they're blended together, then you're basically telling me there's no such thing as bitl yovish biyovish. But there certainly is such a thing as bitl yovish biyovish. How does it work by dimua? Dimua is a bitl of yovish biyovish. The gregers fall into the gregers. Why is that called a taravis at all? The answer is because I can't separate them. Why can't I separate the gregers? Because I don't know which one is which. So how can I separate them? I have no way to separate the gregers of truma from the gregers of chulim, because I don't know which one is which. So that's called a taravis. The definition of a taravis is I don't have a way to separate them. And then he goes on. So he says, likewise, the same thing by the kum and the chema, by the kum and the butter, I don't have a way to separate them. If I don't have a way to separate them, then that's called a taravis. And if it's a taravis, then it should be bottled. It should be bottled by tzmin b'sheinamina. It should be bottled by shishim. And I have shishim. Of course, we have to say like the Rivet. If I suy nochem, we don't go with the shishim. Had kam the Rashba. So now, next day, now, the Rashba is bringing a riot from the din of Bittul Yavish B'Yavish. That it must be that a tarevis does not have to be blended together as long as you can't you don't have a mechanism to separate them from each other. So that's called a tarevis, and therefore you should be able to say Bittul. But if we'll say that Yavish B'Yavish doesn't work with his batlus, Yavish B'Yavish works with Birur. But basically, the Rashba's argument is that this case of the butter, it's like Yavish B'Yavish. It's like Katarevis of Yavish B'Yavish. They're not blended together, but it doesn't matter because I can't separate them. Yavish B'Yavish is Bittul. So the Klum and the Chemish should also have Bittul. And it's been Shemimish, it will be Mishishim, but it should have Bittul. It's basically a case of Yavish B'Yavish, and Yavish B'Yavish is called the Tarevis. But if you're going to learn that the way the Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish works is not with his bottles, the way the Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish works is with Birur. So by the case of the butter, is there really, do you have a Birur? By the case of the is there a Birur? Is there a Roy that could be Mavara that this drop of milk is kosher? No. Not at all. Why? Where's the? There's no. Okay. The stuff that turned into butter, I know is kosher. My shaila is on the drops that are not that didn't turn into butter. Maybe the reason they didn't turn into butter is because they're not kosher. There's no rive of beer over there. There for sure. We need the rive of ispatlus. And the Rashba says you have the rive of ispatlus. Why do you have the rive of ispatlus? Because since I can't separate them, it's called the tarivus. And you can say ispatlus. And what's his rai? His rai is from every yomish biyomish. It's mukuch that the ravid. It's mukuch rather that the Rashba holds that Yavish B'Yavish is a kind of Hisbatos. Since I can't separate them, it's a Tarevis, and by a Tarevis, this is Hisbatos.
Could the
Raya
perhaps possibly be Yavish
B'Yavish
from the
Mishnah Nomino? No, he's talking about Minimina. Mm-hmm. Gregus of Chumma, they found. Now, it's interesting. The Rashba, Hitaka adduces the case of Chumma. And that actually raises a question. Lefid, those Rishonim who do hold that Yavish B'Yavish is a Birur. Taisus certainly seems to hold the way. Taisus and Sadakei, we saw. Taisus certainly holds that Yavish B'Yavish is a Birur. The Taisus Rib, that's why you can't eat them all, because like Shnei Shvilim, the Taisus Rib says, the guy. Lefid, those Shittas, there certainly are Shittas in the world. We don't know which one, where the Rashba exactly lies. But there are certainly Shittas in the world that hold that the Rive of Yavish B'Yavish is a Birur. I called the Parish, since you don't know which one is which, it's not called Kavua, and now I have the Rebbe Birur. So how do they understand the holding of Dimur? When the Gregors fall into Gregors, Gregors of Tumor fall into Gregors, they only need 100. Why do you need 100? Every Gregors that I take out, every Gregoris that I take out, why don't I say there's a Birur called the Parish? It's not called the Parish, but it's effectively called the Parish, since I don't know which one is which, so it's not Kavua, and so on. Why don't I say there's a birur that this gregaris is not from the truma? What else? Why would there be din of mea? Why does the birur not work over there too? So it should be enough chad betray. It's halal all by itself. If the reason, if yavish b'yavish chad betray works. Because I have a birur that this is the one that's mitzvah. It's like called the parish. So why about truma don't you have it? So why do you ever need meyah by truma? The mishnayos of truma of dimur, they're all talking about, for the most part, they're talking about yavish b'yavish. So yavish b'yavish, it's min b'mino. Why do I need meyah? I shouldn't even need shishim. It should be enough to have chad b'tray. Does Teisha Chanuyas not apply to Chumah? If Teisha Chanuyas that sells Chulun, and you have one Chanuyas that sells Chumah, and now you find a piece of you find a date on the street. So would I say, oh, I need, it's not enough, I need 100 Chanuyas, because there's a din of Dimur? Pastor's not? I think not. What is called Dimur is nothing called the Parash. So if every Yomish B'Yomish is basically a Reuva Birur, the way it sounds in those Shittas, So then why talk it in there? No, it's not so clear to me. Maybe it's in the Rabbanon. Places hold Dimur the Rabbanon. maybe it's a din derabanan. That in this particular case of Yodesh B'Yodesh, by Chumah, we don't rely on the beer, you have to have med. I don't know why that would be. Maybe Gezel HaShevet plays a role here. When I rely on the Reva beer and eat every one, then it's going to be Gezel HaShevet. Maybe that prevents the Reva beer working. Any of them, I'm just speculating. I have no idea. I don't know. That's a horror by itself, but let's sequester that. But a koponim, I see in the Rashba clearly, the Rashba's medama, the Rashba's argument is, according to you, Rambam, that milk in butter, the tchum in the butter, is not a tarovis because I know which one is which. According to your definition, Rambam, so he says, then there should be no such thing as bitul yavish biyavish. That's his argument. From the fact that there's such a thing as bitul yavish biyavish, you see that that's not the definition of a tarivus. The definition of a tarivus is two things that are mixed together and I can't separate. That argument only makes sense if you know that yavish biyavish is a kind of this batus. If yavish biyavish is a birur, and then what's the argument? In the Chachamim, Yovish B'Yovish is not a Zvatlus, it's not a Tarevitz, it's something else. It's a beer of Kol Deparish, Meruva Parish, and that has nothing to do with butter, because by butter, Yavadi don't have the beer. So this Rashba also, I think, is on the side, but now I have a I'm to do with the steers and the Rashba. So, because on the one hand, we have the Rashba in the Tshuva that sounds very much like he learns that Rav is like Teisha Chanuyas, that Yovish V'Yovish is doimed to Teisha Chanuyas, he puts them together. And on the other hand, I have the Rashba. On the other hand, I have the Rashba in the Mishmeres Abayis. Sounds like he's moited to the Ra'ah, that really it's Bitul Chad B'Trei, the same as Lach B'Lach, it's Isbatlus. He's only being down in the. It sounds the other way, that it's Isbatlus. And all the Rashba was saying was, like the Ra'ah, I'm agreeing to you, Ra'ah, that it's only a shayla. Why were the guys of Shishim over here and not guys of Shishim over here? Why by Lach B'Lach do you need Shishim and by Yodesh B'Yodesh you don't need Shishim? Why were the guys in one place not the other? In that there's a distinction because since in this particular piece may not be the one of Isser, so therefore they weren't guys of Shishim. That sounds like the side that Yodesh B'Yodesh is not a beer of butter, it's a spotless. And then we have this Rashba here about the butter. It also sounds that way, that it's a spotless and it's not a. And it's not a view. So Bahad Nachsinan, I don't know what to do with this steer in the Rashba. There's a couple of other Rashbas that I sent you in the texting, but those are ambivalent. They could go either way. I'm not going to spend time on them. You could read them either way. First, I thought they sound one way, then so maybe they could be read the other way. Here's the Rashba. I'll tell you the deal a little bit. The Rashba discusses. Why the Rashba discusses every time you have bitul v'shishim, why isn't it kavua? Should be kamech tzal mechza. How do you have bitul v'shishim? It should be kavua kamech tzal mechza. So he said, no, kavua is only where I know which one the iser is, or it's a davar chashuv. Then I say kavua. But bitul v'shishim is when I don't know which one it is. It's not kavu mekoymei, and it's not a davar choshev. So then I say bitul b'shishim. Seemed to me, if the Rashba held that, if the Rashba held that bitul is his batlus, that yovish b'yovish chabshay is his batlus. It goes back to Tosfos and Sadekei. Remember, Tosfos and Sadekei opened up this discussion. What's the difference bitul b'shishim? Why do you say it's kavua? You know, we have this concept of kavua, so how do you ever say bitul b'shishim? Tosfos, the Ramban. So over there, there's two nuschais how to learn, and they depend on the two approaches. One nusach, which I think is more mashman Tosfos, is to say that that really it's the whole it's all concept of birur. It's all called the parish. We're in the world of called the yovish b'yovish is also called the parish. Rav is to all raves of rave, the rave of Teisha Chanuyos and the rave of Yavish B'Yavish, these are all the same concept of birur. there's a concept of kavua, that kavua becomes kemechzel mechza. But if you don't know which one is the iser, if it's tarevis and I don't know which one is the iser, then it's not kavua. That takes off the mile of kavua and it becomes like kol deparash. I said, what does Dovah Choshev do? Dovah Choshev makes it kavua. I was wondering, post, that's how we're going to die. Kentosis, the Sami Kutzi, that's one. That goes without mahal. The other nusach, if we're going to say that Rav is a hisbatlus, it's not a beer at all, then the way to address Tosis Kash is the way the Ramban and Sadekei does. And to say, no, when I don't know which one is which, so then there's hisbatlus and the issa disappears. Once the issa disappears, there's no kavua, the issa not here. The issa was hisbatlus, the issa disappeared. So the case of Teshach Hanuyas is where I know which one is which, so there's no Tairoibis, so there's no hisbatlus. It's only Birurim. In Birurim, there's a concept of kavua. But when I have, but I don't know which one is which, then there's a Tairoibis, then there's a hisbatlus. So what kavua? There's a hisbatlus, the issa is command the lesson. That's the nusach of the Rabbah. Those two nuschais, again, they depend on the two approaches to Rav. If the Rashba, I thought, if the Rashba was al derech the Ramban, then he's asking the wrong question. The Rashba should start like this. The Rashba should say, how do you ever have kavua? You should say bittel, and the issa should disappear. And his answer should be, since the issa is nikkum kaimi, there's no hisbatlus, and the issa doesn't disappear. Instead, the Rashba says, punkt here. The Rashba turns it on its head. The Rashba says, how do you ever have bittel v'shishim? It should be kavua. And his answer is, kavua has gdorim. Kavua has to be either is nikkum kaimi, or it's a dorah choshuv. So in those cases, you don't have the mechza al mechza. It's a fakirta way to say it. So I don't want to spend time. You think about it yourself. And it's not muchuch. It's not muchuch. You could maybe actions of not that way. I thought it's more native. If I was to... Again, you know, if Lefila Ramban, the beer of Rav and the Sabbatus of Rav are two different things. The way to what we have to discuss, what the Rashba should be explaining to me is, when do you say Sabbatus? When you say Sabbatus, then there's nothing to talk about Kavua. They should disappear. When there's no Sabbatus, then we could discuss Birurim. So then we have the Nib Kavua and call the Parash. The Rashba, Lashon, I thought, is the other way around. The Rashba discusses, when do I say Kavua? So he says, Kavua is only if this is Nikribim Kaimai or Dovah Choshev. Those things are Mechzal Mechzal. But if it's not Issa Nikibim Kaimai, or if it's a Dovah Chot, but if it's not the Issa Nikibim Kaimai, like Chanuyas, and it's also not a Dovah Choshev, so then I go, then I have Bittul B'Shishim. It's not wrong, but it's just a funny way of looking at it. You're mixing together two different things. The Rashba should keep the two worlds separate. You should keep the world of Hisbatlus separate and the world of Bira separate. The Rashba makes one shot out of it. He said, you have, when something's, When do you say bittul b'shishim? When it's not kavua and it's not a dovah choshev. Okay. Anyway, so the Rashba is it's a mitzvah Rashba. What to do with the Rashba? How to reconcile all these theories in the Rashba? Yeah. One nekuda also before we move on. There's a needle like this. Tosis and Yevamos and Peibes. Tosis is relevant to the. To the next sugya of Chaticha Rilis Gavir. But Taisus, there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisus and Yevamos. Hey Aleph and Beis, Pei Beis and Aleph, the sugya that we're about to deal with in Chaticha Rilis Gavir. But it's a side machlekes. They have a machlekes, we know Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mina is not batel afilu be'elef. Was that only said by lach b'lach or even by yavish b'yavish? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about Harevis yavish b'yavish? Is that also a feel of elephant bottle? Or is that bottle chadisha even according to Rabbi Yehuda? So it's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, it emerges out of the Shakti Matai there in the Gemara, but we're going to be dealing with that soon. But Al Kaponim, just the idea all by itself. Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'min is not bottle a feel of elephant, it's true by Yovish too. You have a chaticha, the case over there is you have a chaticha of chatos. And it was nisarav with a chavachatas tmeo, and it was nisarav with other chatichas of chatas tahira. So the Tanakhama says that it's bottle, and Rabbi Yehuda says any bottle. Rashi says because it's min b'mina, and Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mina is not bottle. And Taisa says it's not shaykh. It's chatichas. There's no Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking about chatichas. He was talking about lach b'lach. If you learn that the Rav of Yavish B'Yavish. Well, I'll ask you, how does this bear on the Shiloh? If you hold it, it's a Biru. So which way should you hold it? Right, like Rashi or Tesis? What? A Tesis. Right, like Tesis. If the Rav of Yavish B'Yavish is a Biru, what does that do with the Machlokes of Yidin Chachamim? Rav Yidin Chachamim are arguing by his battles, by Lach B'Lach. When you have Yidish, does Min B'Min have his battles? But Biru, so Rav Yudah Chaylik and Tesha Chanuyas. That according to Abiyuda, Teisha Chanuyas is not going to, and you find a piece of meat on the street, it's not going to be bottled because Min B'mini ain't a bottle. What does that do with Min B'mini a bottle? Min B'mini a bottle, Abiyuda also knows battles in a Tarevis if it's Min B'mini. But the beer of Kolda Parish, Meruba Parish, about you have even by Min B'mini. It's very rochuk to say that Abiyuda is Chaylik by Teisha Chanuyas. And Svar, it's also not Mestabit. One thing is Marmar has nothing to do with the other. So that would be like Teisus. And that's very Geshmak, Teisus to Shitosim. Because that's Takatosh Shit and Sadakay. That the beer of that the bittle of Yavish B'Yavish is Midin called the Parish Mubu Parish. The Lashon of Tosis over there. It's on the first Tosis on Pei Beis. It says the soil. The Dovah Hamis Arev Mispashet Tama Isse Befala Etir Vele Bottle. You told me, maybe no, Tama over here has to be understood loosely. But the Tama is Mispashet, and it's not bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Dovah Yovesh Isse Munach Bim Kaimai Ela She'ein Nicha Ela She'ein Nicha Heichan Hu. So, and it's not so clear what Teshu means. I mean, he says the distinction, but he doesn't say why the distinction matters. He says, Balach, the tam of the Isser is Misarev in the whole thing, in the whole Tarevis. By Yovish, B'Yovish, the Isser is Numunach Bim Kaimai. We just don't know which one it is. So therefore what? So I would suggest that that's the Pshat. That's what he means. He says, when you have Lach, Balach, the Isser is Misfashis, so we're not talking Birurim. We're talking about Isbatlus. If you hold Min B'Mino, there's no Isbatlus. But when the issue is munach bim kaimai, just any day hechanu, so then we're coming out, then we're discussing birurim. I want to know, is this the piece of iser? Birurim? That has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. So it's very gishmak, but Tosfos is lishi tosim. And Rashi will have to say, l'chayre, must hold that Yavish B'Yavish is still a hisbatlus. I was looking very hard to find if there's a gili what the Rashba holds on this issue. But that would maybe help to tip the scales on which way to go with the Rashba. But I couldn't find, I went with searches and so on, I couldn't find. I don't know if that doesn't mean there isn't there, but I couldn't find the siachsus of the Rashba to this shayla. I thought it's very gishmak, and l'chayre, at least l'chayre is totally in this issue. Really, in both directions. If Yavish B'Yavish is batlus, so why should it be different? Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'Mino, doesn't have his batlus. What's the difference? Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach? If Yavish B'Yavish is a different idea entirely, it's not a batlus but a birur. Then Ataka stands to reason like Tosis. We only find Rabbi Yehuda by his Batis. We don't find Rabbi Yehuda by Birurim. It's not a Stavra that Rabbi Yehuda applies to Birurim. Okay, so we're basically out of time. Okay, so Mr. Shem, I want to go on tomorrow to the Sugya of Chatif with the Stavra, Tosis. Interesting Sugya a little bit. And then we'll go on to the next thing. But I want to try to work through the Tosis. So you have to see the Sugya in the Yavamas. I sent you some audio visual aids to get a picture of the Sugya.
Yeah. According to the Ashbury, you know, I got to be able to. Well, after we